The Commissioner of Police in Western Equatoria State confirms that at least 20 teenagers, mostly girls, aged between 11 and 15 years, have been arrested for reportedly engaging in drug abuse and other criminal practices. Major General Albina Utho says the teenagers are in custody under the Special Protection Unit of the area police.
They went and made a camp out of the state because they are group. They are 20 in number. They are very young. They are very, very young. So what they are doing, they are creating. Sometimes we call it insecurity, and maybe it is a crime. They sleep alone. They take promoters. And they take one alcoholic. They are just they are going to be out of the law. You know, we are keeping them in a safe place and give them food, and we report them to the governor.
Wingba Benedict is the secretary of the Civil Society Network in Western Equatoria State. He says a police cell is not a good environment for the teenagers. Benedict says state authorities should either find a care center to keep the teenagers or take them to court so that if they are found guilty, they are sent to a juvenile reformatory center.
We as civil society, since they are silly, as most of them are young, we needed them, let them put them in place, which is conducive. A conducive environment being in the church premises whereby they will be taken care of by a professional counselor. We can correct them through professional counseling. They should be taken to a place whereby they can be guided, where not to, again, experience bad torture as it is when they are now.
Gerald Utho says the teenagers had been smoking and taking dangerous drugs, including opium. Utho says some of the children's parents did not want to come to talk to police when they were contacted about the arrest. He says the children will be handed over to their parents if they appear to respond to questions. The teenagers reportedly shoot the painkiller and anti-nausea medicine. They were active only at night and are said to have formed a group that refers to itself as 699, a secret code to mean how sexually intending it is to use their drug. Mary Matthew, a resident of Yambio, says she is concerned as a mother about the conditions of the detained children. She says a child always needs parental or special care provided by the professionals and should not be kept in detention facilities.
As a parent, seeing small children in such a situation is not good. In the first place, a parent should be careful not to allow small children onto the street. Also, if some parents failed, then the government should take over the responsibility, and that is not to keep them in police cells. If these children are kept in the police, they will spoil more. They should find a good place for them where they could be rehabilitated and educated.
Matthew urges the state authorities to determine the fate of the children and release them from the police cells as soon as possible. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.